quickly destroyed us in a sides of the night. Well, they've returned with the vengeance. And they're done.
Hello, and welcome to episode 15 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection with your host, David Barclay. This is the internet podcast slash radio broadcast slash internet broadcast from the University of San Diego, California. University of California, San Diego, I should say, where I play one song from every record in my record collection, no matter how terrible or great or mediocre it may be, and I proceed to explain to you my life with these records. It is the most self-centered, self-obsessed show on the internet and in whatever other medium this is being broadcast, whatever that is. And this is where it all happens. Episode 15, the new one-hour version of the A Complete Abridged Record Collection. A lot shorter. Half as short, actually. And consequentially, a lot more manageable, although will be many more episodes than originally predicted. Well, starting off today's episode, probably one of my favorite records of all time. This is a rarity because there's only a few of them, and yet I have so many mediocre records we must get through to get to this record. The record is by none other than Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers. It's his album Rocking in Romance, which I originally bought from a record store in North Toronto on Yonge Street, I believe. On a whim. I bought it on a whim, and it just happened to be his best record. Changed my life. It's a record about love and enjoying life, living for today. It has always represented that to me, personally. Seeing him live a few times has been incredible. The first time in Montreal at the cabaret, he played for hours nonstop, and there was a real mix next to me. There was some people smoking, getting small, but I didn't seem to mind too much because I was just enjoying life, just enjoying Jonathan Richman, his dances, the music, the simple melodies. And I could just talk on and on, but that would be really boring. This record we're going to listen to now is not the original record I bought. This is a replacement one because I liked the original so much. I gave it to my brother as a birthday gift, possibly a Christmas gift. I don't remember, but basically as a gift to encourage him to also enjoy life. And that is what I'm doing right now while listening to Rockin' in Romance, actually produced by a professor at McGill, believe it or not. Rockin' in Romance, my alma mater. Rockin' in Romance and a song called I'm Just Beginning to Live.
I'm just beginning to live right now. Let's didn't have to be so nice. I would have liked you anyway. If you had just looked once or twice and gone upon your quiet way. Today said the time was right for me to follow you. I knew I'd find you in a day or two. And it's true, you came upon a quiet day. You simply seemed to take your place. I knew that it would be that way the minute that I saw your face. Today said the time was right for me to follow you. I knew I'd find you in a day or two. And it's true. And when we've had a few more days, I wonder if I'd care to say. You didn't have to be so nice. I would have liked you anyway. Today said the time was right for me to follow you. I knew I'd find you in a day or two. And it's true, you didn't have to be so nice. I would have liked you anyway. If you had just looked once or twice and gone upon your quiet way.
That's a song by a band called The Random Sample. What an amazing name for a band, right? Well, they have a pretty amazing cover on the record, too. Pretty stoked about it when I found it. You know, it's obviously from the mid to late 60s. And once again, religious record. Pretty sure it's a religious record, folks. How many times have I been disappointed by a religious record from the late mid 60s? Thousands of millions, probably. But this one's not so bad. That was an okay song, but I never really listened to it. I got turned off right away. They thank God in the credits right away, I get turned off. I can never listen to it. And no idea where I bought this. But before that, I listened to Jonathan Richmond, the replacement version of the original LP that I bought, and then gave to my brother his best record and not available on CD, amazingly enough, whereas most of his other stuff is reissued. This one is not reissued for some reason. Coming up next here on this trip through my memories, I think the artist here is Abandoned Meander. It's possibly Andrew Douglas Rothbard, but there's also Peking Mandate written on here. I don't know who the artist of this record is. I don't know what the album title is. And I don't know where I got. Actually, I do know I got it sometime in the recent years because it's a pretty recent record. And I'm 100% positive a band gave it to me as a gift. Thank you. I don't know who, though. I don't remember. I don't think I've ever listened to it. We're going to listen to track two, Untitled Track. No idea. But it's kind of queuing it up. Not a bad thing. It kind of sums up my existence in San Diego in a way. Pretty decent little noise pop record. Not amazing. Never listened to it. That's been the last 5 years of my life, folks. That's about it. So enjoy this next little one as much as I have. Well, you might have recognized that voice, Geddy Lee, and the famous band Rush from their first record from 1974. And here's the deal. In 2005, I moved from Canada to San Diego. And since then, there's a couple things I've done. One of which, I've watched the Stanley Cup a few times, multiple hockey games. I watched the show The Trailer Park Boys and thought it was funny. And I bought this Rush record. It's just something you do, even though you don't want to, and it's not clearly not about you. You just, I guess it's just homesickness or something. I don't know what it is, but that's why I have this record, the first Rush record, 1974, and a bunch of kind of crappy prog pop songs. So yeah, that's the story behind that one. Played the shortest song there for you guys, 2.5 minutes. Pretty sweet. And before that, we listened to Andrew Douglas Rothbard. Don't remember where I got that record. I'm not afraid to admit it, even though it's like a new record. Probably someone gave it to me. I probably really liked that person, but maybe didn't like the band so much. Or I don't know. Maybe I did like the band. I just don't remember seeing them. Who knows? But pretty much throws it in the face of my theory that music has to be have some sort of personal connection to mean anything. And possibly destroys the whole premise behind this project you're listening to. And right now, the project where I play one song from every record in my record collection, including the worst records, and including some of these obscure records that are obscure to me even. This is a band called Riverhead from a 12-inch EP called Alpharetta that came out on the Avalanche record label, and I bought it from the Avalanche Records store in Edinburgh, Scotland. And I think this band shares members with Heavenly. I talked about this in previous episodes where I just bought any record that had any link whatsoever to the band Heavenly because I was going through a phase. We all go through phases, and here's a phase for you to go through right now. This is Riverhead and a song called She Can.
on a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em,
when to hold 'em,
know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
Well, normally I don't focus on the hits as hard as that, but there's a story behind it. 1978, Kenny Rogers, The Gambler, from his The Gambler LP. Well, here's the story. I somehow found myself doing sound cues for a play at the Che Cafe, UCSD, San Diego. How did this situation arise? I have no idea. It just happened. Basically, somebody was doing a play. I was just there to help out. I ended up doing sound. Ended up doing the sound cues. And one of the sound cues was The Gambler by Kenny Rogers. They only did maybe four shows, but man, you listen to that song four times and you have got to buy the record next time you see it in the 99 cent bin. Great record. Amazing record. And there's a reason he's a star. What can I say? There's a reason he's a star, and so that's why I own this record. Not sure where I got it from, but I'm thinking Barris Thrift Store in Sports Arena, because it's in nice condition. That's the thrift store to get nice condition LPs at, let me tell you. Coming up next, my soul and inspiration, the Righteous Brothers. Had this record since high school. It's an obvious buy, you know, and I've always loved them. What can I say? Who doesn't love them? Everyone's got a Righteous Brothers story in them somewhere, right? The song we listen to is called Hey Girl.
Hey girl, I want you to know I'm going to miss you so much if you go. Inside of me's going to die.
My baby.
If you say so long,
my baby.
If this is goodbye, oh. Hey girl, this can't be true. Without you.
And hey girl, now don't put me out. What's gonna happen to me when you're gone?
How will I live? How can I go on?
A little song there called Taking Off by a American supergroup, English supergroup, yes, called Ashman Reynolds. Not that super, I don't think they, maybe they had a hit, who knows. But it's from 1972, a song called Taken Off by Ashman Reynolds from their Stop Off LP promo copy. That's because I bought it at one of my favorite stores of all time in Los Angeles, California, Record Surplus on Pico Boulevard. The best record store I've ever been to in my life, hands down. Great store. And I don't know which trip to that particular store I bought it, but it's typical of records I buy there, and for that very reason, it does not stand out in my memory. But hey, that's what this show is all about, dredging through my memory for the ones that do stand out, playing one song from every record in my record collection, no matter how good, no matter how bad, and mainly no matter how mediocre. Speaking of which, Michel Richard coming up next. This is an amazing album. It's a double LP gatefold with 21 songs on it that she released on her 21st birthday. And she calls every song a hit. 21 hits by 21. Michel Richard, of course, you haven't heard of her because those hits were only within the amazing musical province of Quebec, where I purchased this record from a pretty cool record store on, I'm not sure if it's still open, in Montreal, on Saint-Denis. It's an all French records record store and it has a little mini Celine Dion museum in it. You think I'm joking? I'm not joking. I went in there a few times. I love the guy who owned it, and this is my tribute to him. So, Michel Richard, a song called Ça va, je t'aime.
Quand tout me dit que tu ne veux pas, je m'en fais pas, moi je me dis tant mieux.
track there by none other than the great Robot Ate Me. A man who actually attended this campus, University of California, San Diego, I believe. And I got this record after seeing him play here. His return, his triumphant return to San Diego after moving to Portland. And I bought this record off of him because he is one of the greatest performers I've ever seen in my life. And have seen him several times. I believe he plays under his real name now, Ryland Bouchard. I'm going to go with underrated to describe him. And this album was all right, but his latest album under the name Ryland Bouchard, incredible. I recommend in the modern music, domain, seeing it. And when he played the first time, I remember it was an all right show. Not that many people came, but a few came. And I asked him if he needed a place to stay, and he was like, no, man, I sleep in my van. It was pretty cool. I got to admit, that's my lasting impression. That's what I think of every time I listen to The Good World by The Robot Ate Me. Kind of cool record. And before that, we listened to Michelle Richard and her hit, one of her 21 hits that she had by the age 21, Savage Tem. Well, moving right along here, episode 15 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection, the first shortened one-hour episode of this pretty self-absorbed, self-centered, annoying trip through my memories. A very important band, Paul Revere and the Raiders, a band that dressed in colonial costumes. And when I was in high school, there was another band called Captain Cook in the Nootka Sound that also dressed in colonial costumes, obviously. Part of the mid-90s revivalism of 60s garage, if just in case it ever stopped. I don't know if it did. They were one of my favorite bands in high school, and they definitely did not cover this song, but many songs like it. They also wrote some of their own, and I don't know if they ever came out with a record. They had a tape. I remember the tape. They had go-go dancers, and I went to their every show. So what can I say? That's the enthusiasm of youth. That's what I miss, and that's what Paul Revere and the Raiders make me think of, particularly this album, Here They Come, and this song, Money.
Well, stop.
record there by Julie Ruin. Familiar voice, of course, familiar voice. The famed band in between Bikini Kill and La Tigre, Julie Ruin. Kathleen Hanna, bedroom future sounds. Basically amazing, everything she did, I gotta say. And the reason I bought this record back in the day, high school days, was because there was a show on the radio, CFUV 101.9 FM, Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, University of Victoria, where the lady played this song, not this particular song, but the song before from this album as her intro every show. And I was really into it. Thought it was a great song. And so I went to my local record store, Ditch Records, or possibly Boomtown, maybe even Lyle's Place, and purchased this record and enjoyed it ever since. And coming up next here on a complete abridged record collection, The Raspberries. This is a total lost woods type record. You know, sometimes you just don't know where to go musically, and so you go to a band that you've heard so much about but never actually heard. And that was the case for me entering the not too shabby Record City store downtown San Diego, purchasing The Raspberries and a few great songs that aren't so bad, like this one, Come and See Me. There's an unmistakable early 2000s hit. Get this party started. I told you I was going to play the good and the bad. I'm playing every record in my record collection, so you get to hear everything about me, even the stuff I would rather skip. But you know what? The reason I bought this record, this single, was because I undyingly believe that is a classic party song. And I want to be a more fun-loving guy. So there you go. That's the reason for it. That's who I am. And that's why you're listening to this show right now, The Complete Abridged Record Collection, Episode 15, the new one-hour time length. Much more manageable, much less self-indulgent. But since we began this episode 15 with one of my favorite records of all time, actually possibly my favorite record of all time, Jonathan Richman, Rockin' and Romance, we get to end with another near favorite. This is a band called The Rabble and their second LP, I think first LP actually, called Give Us Back Elaine. Took me years to track this down. My friend Emily, her uncle, played drums in the band, and that is why it holds so much personal meaning to me. And I finally found this at the infamous Junk Barn, end of the Blue Line, easternmost end of the Blue Line. Walk to the freeway, take a right past this giant billiards hall. That's where the Junk Barn is, and that's where you can find some amazing records, such as this extremely rare 1967 pop psych record featuring Emily's uncle on drums. That's right. And also, amazing band. My particular memory is that I got this and we burnt it to a CD, and then we did a trip to Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and listened to it in the car over and over again. It was a wonderful time. Emily, what a great time we had. How I miss them. And so, to end episode 15, a song called Too Bad by The Rabble from their album Give Us Back Elaine.
You thought your love was safe and sound. You thought you had 'em chained and bound. Well, now he's left you.
Too bad.
Now he's left you.
Too bad.
Now he's left you.
Too bad. Too bad.
You didn't think you had to do your best for him. You didn't think you had to give yourself to him.
And you thought that seeing him was quite enough.